Soccer or Mission by Alexandra Machado Vaconsuelos. Like other prospective missionaries, Lohren Salinha Quireros had to make a choice to serve a mission or not. But besides deciding whether to give up school, work, family, and friends for 2 years, Lohren had another tough choice. Serve a mission or have the opportunity to play professional soccer in Brazil. Lohren, a member of the Barra de Tijuca ward, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Jacarepaguá stake, has soccer in his blood. His father, Milton, is known simply as Tita throughout Brazil. He has played professionally in 5 countries, won many titles, been a top scorer in the state, and played on the national team. Tita noticed his son's ability early on. "I grew up with soccer always close by," Lohren remembers. "My father has always encouraged me. I started accompanying him to his practices when I was 3 or 4 and have been around professional players ever since." Formal training began for Lohren at age 6 in Mexico, where his father was playing soccer at the time. By age 12, he was playing in elite competitions back in Brazil. And when he was 17, Lohren played in the junior league, the fast track to professional recruitment. Lohren seemed destined for soccer stardom. But his 18th birthday was quickly approaching, and he started thinking more seriously of missionary service. Lohren explains the dilemma. "I wanted to be a soccer player, and I wanted to be a missionary. They expect a player to go straight from the junior team to the professional league. To stop playing for 2 years and then expect to be hired at 21 is almost unthinkable." At age 17, Lohren made some decisions that led to what he calls the beginning of his conversion. He set goals to read the Book of Mormon daily, fast, and pray. He attended Mutual, Firesides, and other church activities more often. And when he began working regularly with the missionaries, he found a love of the people he visited and prayed for. He wanted them to have the blessings of the gospel. His desire to serve a mission began to grow. But when would it be best for him to serve? And what would happen to his soccer career after a 2-year interruption? Lohren sought to learn God's will through fasting and prayer. That very week, he noticed the recently delivered issue of the New Era magazine in his home, and he began thumbing through it. He was attracted to the article, Ice Dreams, about an ice skater, Chris Obzanski, who interrupted a promising skating career to serve a mission at age 19, losing the opportunity to compete in the 2006 Winter Olympics. One passage in particular caught Lohren's attention. As Chris was in sacrament meeting listening to his young men president talk about his own mission call, the Spirit told Chris, "You need to serve a mission when you're 19 or you're going to have a tough life." Chris said, "The message was so clear, I actually turned around to see if someone was there. The feeling came back 10 times stronger and I knew I had to go on a mission." Lohren smiles. "When I read that, I felt it had been written for me. Age 19 is the age prescribed by the Lord. I realized that was the answer I needed, and it was like an enormous weight taken off my back." The time for Lohren to serve a mission was now. He talked to his bishop, made the necessary preparations, and never looked back. "It was not even difficult to make the decision of leaving soccer behind," he says, "for I knew it was the right time to do it." Lohren served in his country's capital in the Brazil-Brasilia mission. He was known as Elder Happy because of his contagious enthusiasm. "I am exceptionally happy serving people, sharing with them what I know is true," he says. It is so gratifying to see people change their lives after learning the gospel. Like all missionaries, though, he experienced his share of hardships. "Obviously, missionary life is not all fun," he says. "There are difficulties, moments of weakness and loneliness. But all that is next to nothing compared to the treasures of a mission. These are years I'll never forget, that I'll always have in my mind, and more important, my heart." A few months ago, he finished serving a successful mission. Now that he's home, he has joined a soccer team in Rio de Janeiro and believes more chances to continue his soccer career will come his way. With faith, he says, I am now waiting for the opportunities to come, opportunities that our Heavenly Father will bless me to enjoy. End of article, Soccer or Mission, by Alexandra Machado Vasconcelos.